Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
824 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We do have a mic'd up coming up in a moment. But Raheem Morris, we've been talking about him quite a bit today. He spoke with the media yesterday, had a bit of news, injury reports about some of the Falcons. Apparently, Michael Penix is dealing with a bone bruise. This is what he had to say about it.
It wasn't ankle. It was some form of a bone bruise that I'll get more information for you as we get it. You know, obviously, he came in today. He saw our guys, saw our doctors. There's definitely some limitations. I don't want to sit here and lie to you guys and act like I was really locked in to see what it was. I was seeing how fast he can get back and how well he would be. So I'll get all the stuff to you as we get to Wednesday.
Okay. You know what I mean? Makes sense. He finished the game. I know that they've listed him as day-to-day. It is what it is. I'm not going to speculate on what exactly a bone bruise means because it looked like to me he got kind of rolled up, as did Tyler Allgeier. Tyler Allgeier was lucky that his was not a lot worse than it was. But, you know, I think the conversation then comes in, you know, the Kirk Cousins conversation comes into play. But until until there's something that tells me that Michael Penix is not going to be the quarterback and this is worse than day-to-day, I don't know. I don't know that I feel any differently. I think that he needs practice reps because I think this offense needs to evolve, as we talked about in the good, bad, and the ugly. I think this offense is going through an evolution right now, and the more reps he can get at practice, the better off we're going to be. I don't want him to sit out practice, and hopefully he's not going to do that this week.
I'm not sure a bone bruise is going to keep him out of practice. If you look up the definition of what a bone bruise is, which I know you guys, this is like a contusion, basically. I mean, so he's got a knot, it feels like. It seems like, I feel like he probably took a helmet to the shin or something. You know, that shin bone, which is kind of I consider it a long bone.
Hey, yo, and pause.
Go ahead.
I don't know why that's funny, but
yeah, I don't either.
But it that's what it feels like. If you, I remember the play that it happened on, and it came in kind of low on him, right?
Yeah.
And so maybe a face mask, right? And it just kind of put a, you know, it probably hurt pretty badly.
I have to imagine so.
And so I've not been told. So I don't know where foot ankle came from, as it was reported. It's not. It's a bone bruise at some part of his lower body and lower leg. But
could be, I mean, like,
I don't think it's going to keep you out.
It could be a bone bruise at the ankle, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. But it's not something to keep you, like, I don't consider that keeping you from playing. I mean, it might be uncomfortable at times, but you know, just rub some CBD oil on it. Yeah. Some Georgia hemp kind of, you know.
How often are they doing those street drug tests these days, right?
CBD ain't got no THC in it, man. Yeah. It's I don't know where that misconception comes from.
No, I understand.
Now, an injury that is going to need a little bit more than CBD is a Divine Diablo. Raheem Morris talked about his status as well yesterday.
I know he's going to miss some time. You know, it's probably a fracture, I believe. So he'll miss a little bit of time, but we look forward to getting back at some point this year.
I think this changes everything you're doing, right? I mean, this changes what you're doing structurally on defense. We don't have anybody else that plays middle linebacker that runs a 4-4. We just don't. I mean, he's
well,
the
we
kind
do.
Of guy,
he's just not. We don't. We haven't seen him in quite a while.
Who's that?
Troy Anderson.
Yeah, that's a good point. Where? What is the deal with Troy Anderson?
He's still
just rehabbing.
I'm sure. I guess. I mean, I can't. I don't know that answer.
It's go ahead.
Raheem Morris has an update on Troy Anderson and Storm Norton. If you all would like to hear it,
let's do this thing.
Why don't you tell
us? I say everybody's close, but that means. With that being said, no new news on either. Obviously, if something happened with Storm, I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted. But nothing has happened yet, and nothing with Troy as of yet. You know, both those guys' status remain the same on IR.
Did you just say there was an update on these two?
The news is they're close. The news is they're close. There you go.
I think I'm awaiting. I would love a good update on both those guys because I think they're needed.
Storm is listed as he's. Well, he's just on the designated return. I don't believe he's been activated yet for it. I will say this. They do have Ronnie Harrison on the practice squad.
Now,
Ronnie Harrison's not running a 4-4, to my knowledge.
He ain't slow.
But he's exactly because where did Ronnie Harrison play before?
Played safety.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
that's a good point.
That'd be
intriguing. Just in a situational sense. I don't think he takes over for a Bertrand. Or, you know, whoever else is you know, D'Angelo Malone played a little bit off the ball the other day, too. Early in the game, played in some pass rush situations. So that would be interesting as well. I don't know. I just think structurally it changes what you do. We covered extensively on this show just a few weeks ago about how you've run this five-man front, this bare front, plugged up the B gaps, and you can do that because Divine Diablo can really play sideline to sideline or play downhill off tackle. He's not there. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what to do there.
I mean, J.D. Bertrand actually ran a faster 40 time at the combine than Ronnie Harrison.
Did he?
Not by much. 4.61 to 4.63. But, I mean, still, that's not. But Ronnie Harrison could. But look, now, you're not running straight line. It's the fast twitch stuff, the quickness. You know, how do you move laterally?
Yeah.
That's a lot of it. But, I know Josh Woods is a guy that was
had a pretty good camp.
Yeah, he's very good on special teams. He's a pretty good player on special teams. So Divine Diablo is different than any. You said it first. He's different.
He changes what you do structurally. Here's the other thing I'd say. While we're throwing names out there, we did talk about Fuller on the way back the other day, right? We hadn't heard that name in a while. I'm curious if maybe there's some three safety sets that you would work with. You know what I mean? We've done that in the past at times. Remember when Richie Grant was kind of in the fold and he'd come in and play kind of a weird nickel spot for a couple of games? I'm not saying that's the answer, but you have to find the ability to have speed on the field along with guys up, you know, that can clog up front. And I think that's going to be a tough task with Divine Diablo not on the field. I think, like I said, they can't continue to do the things they were doing with Divine Diablo with J.D. Bertrand. It didn't work out. And I think the edge guys have to play better. I think Leonard Floyd has to play better. I think Arnold Bacady has to play better. And some of the guys on the perimeter have got to get it done.
Yeah, the biggest way to help J.D. Bertrand is to also play in the interior of that D-line cannot get just dominated up front.
Yeah.
Because it just leaves him susceptible. It really turns you back into where you were last year, where if you get gashed up front and you don't run fit just right, it's – out the gates.
Yeah, I agree with that. The rare 8:32 a.m. Mic'd Up edition. And just a reminder, it's brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Guys, I am going to speak at an alumni event tonight.
Nice.
I have done this in the past. I haven't done it in a while, but I've done this in the past. There's always the weird like cocktail hour. I don't ever feel important enough to ever go speak to an alumni chapter, but they just want to hear Nick Saban stories. That's basically all it is. You know, it's like you can give this whole speech about your life and whatever else it may be in the first hand that's going to be raised. Tell us the best Nick Saban story. That's all it really is.
Are you standing up and giving like a speech thing or is this a Q&A?
No, I'm at a podium And usually what happens in these kind of events is you give a story, talk about journey, whatever you want to talk about for like 20 or 30 minutes, and then the Q&A follows. It's like, all right, I'll take questions now if anybody wants their thought. And there's always like, hey, what do you think about, you know, Kalen DeBoer?
Right.
I haven't done this in a while, so that'll ought to be very interesting. There's always like a current events kind of thing, and then Nick Saban stories, Scott Cochran stories, whatever you want to call
it. So what are you leading with?
You know, usually when I've done this, it's like why I chose to go to Alabama or what my experience was like. What was it like when Saban was hired? How cool was it to win a national title? Things like that. So I'll probably just deal with that. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't, like I said, I'm not entertaining enough to be a keynote speaker at an alumni event, but that's what I'm doing tonight, and they want me to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Do it. This all leads me to a question I had for you guys, and I know we've only got just a few minutes here, couple seconds. Who's the most famous alumni from your college? Does anybody know? I know that Dylan's got some West Georgia people. I think that he actually missed on a couple because I'm pretty sure Zach Brown went to West Georgia.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I was looking into it, and yeah, Zach Brown also went to West Georgia.
There you go.
So I got Zach Brown, L. Duncan, Lil Nas X.
There you go. That's a solid list.
That's a solid three right there.
Bo, I'm pretty sure, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I remember looking this up a while back. Didn't Ty Pennington go to Kennesaw State? The HGTV guy who does like commercials too. Pretty sure he's a Kennesaw State guy. I don't know where he's from, but I'm pretty sure he went to Kennesaw State.
I do believe that that's true. I mean, I would just say myself. Actually, Bron Breakker right now.
What did I tell you?
That's exactly what he said.
I said, as soon as I bring this up, Bo's going to say himself.
I'm pretty sure Bron Breakker went to Kennesaw State.
Okay. Is that the Rex Steiner guy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I think he did too.
So, yeah, and Ty Pennington did attend Kennesaw State at one point in time.
Allie, you got anything for us?
So, I mean, I've been looking, and look, I went to a liberal arts school. I went to Georgia College. So, we've got Flannery O'Connor, who is a wonderful novelist, and then we've got myself, okay?
Okay, there you go.
And my buddy Kyle Berger, who's a sports broadcaster in Tampa.
There you go. How about that? That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like when I go speak at these events, I'm like, who am I to speak to an alumni chapter? You know what I mean? There's so many different people for an Alabama alumni chapter you'd want to hear from. But,
Ty Pennington's kind of let himself go a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, as have I since I was at the University of Alabama.
The
so there
Nick
you go.
Saban story you do need to tell, which I think is huge. It's about your mom showing up at his office.
Oh, that's so crazy, right?
It's so great.
That's all I can think of. We talked about Mike Norvell earlier in his new office. All I could picture was my mom showing up in like a 3,000-square-foot office.
See, I tend...
like ringing the doorbell at the front of the office.
Love it.
Already indoors.
See, I tend to like the one where you screamed at Saban.
Yeah, that was not my brightest moment.
No, that's great, man. That shows leadership. You stood up for the rest of your...
He didn't like it very much.
Oh, he did. Like he did. He did. Like he liked it.
No, he didn't.
If he didn't like it, you'd have known.
I can concur that he did not like it. Anyways.
All right. We've got on the other side college football writer with On3 Sports, Brett McMurphy, will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.